Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Good morning, food writer for the spin-off, Lucinda Bennett.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad now. Lucinda, spring is in the air. It's just around the corner.
I'm so excited. I'm ready for it to not be freezing.
It has been a bit cool, but you know, it's been pretty mild. And I think, well, it's obviously about to get warmer. The days are starting to feel like they're getting a bit longer.
Totally.
What does that mean for seasonal produce?
This is like my favorite topic because I'm obsessed with eating seasonally and I'm obsessed with not wasting food.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let's eat what we've got in front of us right now. What should I talk about? So I guess one of the big things is that citrus is going to start getting really expensive soon. So now is a very good time to go hard on your lemons and oranges and things like that. I have a lemon tree. So I like when I'm, you know, absolutely drowning in lemons, I love to make preserved lemons, which is so, so easy and gives you this like really, really bitter flavor-packed condiment that you can use for, well, you can use it to get you through the expensive citrus season. And I also really like to do like a whole, like use oranges to make a whole orange cake. I think that's a really hot thing to do with your excess citrus. So you can basically like boil a couple of oranges and then you'll turn them into a puree and that will kind of create the base of a really orangey cake.
Okay, so we like how long have we got on citrus? Before it is essentially out of season.
I don't know like what time it's sort of, you know, officially the trees are bare, but it's pretty much like it will start getting expensive within the next sort of month or two.
Okay.
So. Right. And now I feel like we're in the middle of abundant season.
Yes. So what are some of the new season things which are about to pop up?
Yeah.
In your garden or B, on the shelves at the supermarket? Totally.
So I think the biggest things to look forward to are strawberries will be coming soon. I found out last summer, I turned up to one of the strawberry picking farms, I think in like Cumier.
I've done it. Yep.
Did you turn up and there were no strawberries?
No, I turned up and there was a million people there and I was like, what is this place? There's like a bouncy castle, there was ice cream. There were hundreds and hundreds of people picking strawberries.
So you nailed it. You turned up at the right time, which I am told by the guy at the strawberry farm where there were no strawberries left is like late spring, early summer. It is not summer. If you get to Christmas, too late. No strawberry picking for you. So he told me, he was like, they're actually a spring fruit, not a summer fruit. And that really, I absolutely didn't know that.
Ah.
So in the next couple of weeks, we will get spring strawberries. The first ones that appear are usually ones imported from Australia. So, you know, like you can buy your imported berries if you've really got a hankering, but they'll be better when you wait a couple of weeks and they're the New Zealand ones. They'll be fresher. They'll be yummier. Wait for them. So there's something to look forward to.
Yes.
And asparagus will be coming soon as well. And never the cheapest vegetable, but it is such a short window that we get it. So it's something to look out for and it's something to kind of, it's something I like look forward to every year and think it's almost like a signal that the weather's getting warm. It's asparagus time.
Asparagus is a funny one because I don't, the texture... And I'm not 100% on asparagus. I will eat it because it's probably good for me. my dad loves asparagus. It's one of those vegetables that I've eaten a lot of as a child. But it's so weird. Don't you find it? But like, maybe it's just because it's been boiled to death and it just goes a bit
slimy. It's the boiling, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like so many veggies that we have an aversion to from childhood, it's because people were just like boiling the shit out of them, you know? They were like, this is how we do it, chuck them in some hot water, leave it for like 10 minutes, and then it's just sort of mush.
Green water and slimy asparagus.
Yeah, and most of the nutrients have leached into the water as well. So you're actually like making it less nutritious, which is such a bummer.
You've just reminded me, actually, it probably is time for those people that have barbecues to clean the barbecue, because asparagus is actually really good on the barbie, right?
100%, yeah. Because then it stays, it like, you get it, you know, it's warm, it's cooked, but it keeps that really like crispy, springy texture, which is so yummy. I reckon hot tips for asparagus, it's definitely like different people like different things, but I always search for the thinner spears. I always think they're a bit more texturally yummy. Although if you're chucking them on the barbie, you don't want them to be too fine. Otherwise, they'll just burn to a crisp. You also kind of want to look at the ends. And if it looks like a tree branch at the end, it's going to be woody quite far down. So you want them to be kind of a little bit like pliable and fresh, ideally. Old asparagus is often like when it gets woody, and you should just be able to snap off a couple of centimeters from the end to get rid of the woody bit if there is one. And then I reckon it's about same concept as barbecue. So like if you don't have a barbecue, think about what would be similar to a barbecue or what's going to like mimic the effect in your kitchen. So it's pretty much going to be either chucking them in a hot oven for like 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more, a little bit of olive oil, salt, maybe some lemon, and that's going to kind of like emulate the same effect. Or you could also do it just in a pan, and I love to do it with a bit of like butter on top. I think butter and asparagus is so good together.
We've got some asparagus fans on the text machine, Lucinda. Someone's saying that asparagus is the best vegetable of all time.
Wow, huge call. But I reckon it's up there.
Someone else has said asparagus in the sandwich press is the bomb. So is this like between two pieces of white bread or just pressed in a sandwich press?
I'm going to assume that they mean that they're like using the sandwich press almost like a waffle press,
yes.
Like a barbecue with a top.
You get nice color. You would get nice color on the asparagus in a sandwich press. That makes sense.
Makes me think, yeah. Have you seen those videos of people cooking like a full meal on a sandwich press at work?
No.
Oh my God. It's like people cooking a burger patty, all of it happening in a sandwich press, and it's a complete mess, but it looks so yum. Mm.
Now, what else? What have we got? Have we got one more hot tip for spring produce, Lucinda?
Yeah, totally. Yep. So my other hot tip may be controversial because I think celery is a really like under-celebrated vegetable.
Do you mean really disgusting?
Oh my God. I'm the biggest vegetable advocate. I'm like, they are all delicious, but you have to treat them right.
Yes,
Why do you think it's gross?
I don't know. It's just the taste of celery. Just also that kind of really like the fibrous stringy bit down the side.
Totally.
Okay, now convince me why I need to eat celery.
Okay, well, first of all, season-wise, this is the time of year where it's super cheap, and we're talking like you're getting a full celery. I looked at something the other day at my local Chinese grocer, and it was like $1.40 for an entire celery, no option to buy a half celery, and they were massive, which honestly can sometimes be a bit stressful. You're like, how am I going to use all this celery? Is it going to fit in my fridge? But my tip is to buy them, break it down. Like, you can use every part of it except the very, very root bit. So chop off the root, get rid of that. I hear you can feed it to your dog and it's good for them. And then take the leaves off, and you can use the leaves basically like parsley. Mm-hmm. So you can use them in a salad. You could dry them and mix them with salt to make like a really beautiful celery salt if you were feeling very gourmet.
Okay, celery salt. Yeah, that sounds nice.
But then, with your actual bits of celery, I reckon you're chopping a whole bunch of it up nice and finely so that you can freeze it, and then you can use it as the base for soups and stews, whatever.
Yeah, I don't mind it in soup.
Yeah, like it's a beautiful sort of aromatic base flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you wanna go raw, but you don't want to like just, you know, munch on a celery stick and get those stringy bits, it's super good in salads. So really yummy in like a coleslaw, really yummy in a chicken salad, something like kind of mayo based, or you could do more like a Vietnamese, like a gui gá, which basically just is like a Vietnamese chicken salad.
Oh, yeah.
So you're basically, you can pick up rotisserie chicken, head of cabbage, whatever like herbs you've got going, bunch of celery, and then make like a really simple Vietnamese kind of dressing with like a bit of fish sauce, a bit of lime, which are also still pretty cheap, and maybe like some sugar and garlic and chili.
Excellent. Hot tips. I reckon there's more to explore on the seasonal produce tips, Lucinda. So
I love it. It's like my favorite thing. I'm very obsessed with the farmers markets, obsessed with, I get one of the CSA boxes from Kalmana Gardens mm-hmm. over in Hyundai, and so I'm obsessed with using up all my veggies.
Nice. Now, if people want to just stay up to date with your writing, you write for The Spinoff, and people can just sign up for...
Yeah, totally. So it's called The Boil Up. It's free, comes to your inbox every Thursday. So it's kind of a... Thursday's like my big food day where I, you know, talk to you guys in the morning, and then Thursday afternoon your newsletter arrives. So sign up on The Spinoff. Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Lucinda, thank you very much for Breakfast Food this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week, mate.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Lucky day.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.